Good morning, everyone. Welcome. We're glad to all of you that are visiting with us, that you're here, and we want to keep praying and trying to encourage all of those who are not able to be out. And about 62 years ago, at 5 minutes to 5, today in Angola, Indiana, there was a 19-and-a-half-year-old boy, I should say a young man, hopefully, and an 18-and-a-half-year-old beautiful bride. They were standing before Richard Burton in the church building in Angola, Indiana, to make a promise, till death do you part. I do. I asked Ann, my wife, this morning, I said, do you now? She said, I do. And I told her I would do it all over again. She said the same thing. So, here we are. Only God knew then that we were going to have the blessed privilege of those 62 years as we celebrate our anniversary. But 12 years ago, Matt and Leah stood out here at O'Neill, and I performed their ceremony. Just think, they've got 50 more years to go to catch up with us. Glad to have you today. We rejoice being able to be together. Ann sends you her love, and she wishes she could be here. But the year is now ending. The last day is today. The last service is today. I want to look at Jesus. Go back and look at some things that the Bible says. As John read this morning to us, looking unto Jesus, why? There are 7 things. Number one, whom he hath appointed heir of all things. And we could stop there and we could spend a lot of time about Jesus. In Hebrews chapter 1, verse 2, whom the Bible says was appointed heir of all things. Secondly, through whom also he made the worlds. Hebrews 1, verse 2. Thirdly, who being the brightness, that is, of the brightness and the glory of his glory, God's glory. Hebrews 1, 3. Hebrews 1, 3 says, and the express image of his person, that is, the very image of his substance. Who are we talking about? Jesus Christ. And in Hebrews 1, verse 5, 3, and upholding all things by the word of his power. Majestic power of Jesus Christ. And when he had by himself purged our sins, when he made purification for our sins, where we sinners could be cleansed, that we could be saved eternally. And Hebrews 1, verse 3, where is he? Now sits at the right hand of the majesty on high. Wonderful Jesus. We're looking to him. We're praising him today. There's a beautiful song. The first stanza goes, wonderful Jesus, glorious friend. He will be with me unto the end, cheering, upholding, keeping me strong, fearless and loyal, shielding from wrong. I could make so many comments about that. Truly, he's a loyal friend of whom we will never need fear that he will ever forsake us. In John 15, verse 4, you're my friends, friend of Christ. He speaks of us. Do whatsoever I command you. This is because he's promised to be with us even to the end of the ages, Matthew chapter 28, verse 20. As our friend, he'll help to keep us strong in the power of his might. Ephesians 6, verse 10, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. And then the second stanza, wonderful Jesus showing the way into the blessed kingdom of day, guiding my footsteps, holding control, making me happy, keeping me whole. The last day of the year. What are we doing? What we've been doing all this year? We're looking to Jesus because he's the only way. John 14, verse 1, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. He is the way into the blessed kingdom of day and will abundantly supply us with an entrance into that everlasting kingdom. Listen to Peter. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 11, for so an entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He guides. He guides our footsteps on the way to that kingdom by leaving us an example. All we have to do is look and we see an example that we can follow. 1 Peter 2, verse 21, "For even hereunto were you called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that you should follow in His steps." Stanza 3. Wonderful Jesus, all through the night, He will enfold me, giving me light. Then when the morning breaks on the shore, at this He will whisper, "Mine evermore." That term night often represents times of sorrow and sadness in Psalms 91, verse 5. "Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day." Jesus is the light that guides us through the darkness of this whole world. I love the verse in John 8, verse 12. "Then spake Jesus again to them, saying, I am the light of the world." Who is Jesus? "He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life." Yes, His goal is to lead you, to lead me to that eternal home where the morning breaks on the shore. In Psalms chapter 30, verse 5, "For His anger endureth but for a moment. In His favor is life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning." We look back to Jesus. The chorus says, "Wonderful Jesus, marvelous King, ever His praise my spirit shall sing. When I behold His glorified face, how I shall praise His wonderful grace." As we think about that Jesus, our Lord and King, what He's done, what He's doing, and what He will do for us, we're bound to sing praise to this wonderful Jesus. We're going to do that right now. Stuart's going to lead us. We'll sing these three verses together. Wonderful Jesus, glorious friend, He will be with me unto the end. Remember in Matthew 18, verse 20, Jesus said, "Where two or three are gathered together, there will I be in the midst of them." today. He heard that. We're calling Him wonderful, for indeed He is. Many people have lived upon this earth. So many live by faith in the Son of God, and though most follow the broad way in this old world, there are those who enter the narrow way. I like Jesus' words, where He said, "Enter ye at the straight gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Because straight is the gate, narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and there will be few, and few there be that find it." My friend, let me tell you something. When I go back in the Bible and I think about all the people who lived upon the earth, people in the Old Testament, for example, there's Abel, and there is Enoch, and there is Noah. Well, you just look at them. Abraham, Sarah, Isaac, Jacob, and notice some more. Joseph, and yeah, there's Moses. You think of Joshua, who's not mentioned specifically here, but what he did is the harlot Rahab. Oh, just over and over. And then we find the question asked, "And what shall I more say? For the time would fail me to tell you about Gideon, about Barak, about Samson, of Jephthah, of David, Samuel, and of the prophets." Over and over and over we're told. There were men, there were women who lived on the face of this earth as men and women are living today. And they believe. They walk with God. And no wonder they endured so much, showing their faith in God. And all were looking for Jesus to come. And He came, and He lived, and He died, and He was raised from the dead. He went back and ascended to the Father in heaven, and today we crown Him as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. All these died in faith, the Bible says, not having received the promises, but having seen them afore off, and were persuaded of them, and embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims over this earth. We're going somewhere else. We're looking for something better. For they say such things, declare plainly that they seek a country. And truly, if they had been mindful of that country from whence they came out, they might have had opportunity to have returned. But now what? We desire what they desire. They desire better country. That's what I want. That's what you want, isn't it? That is an heavenly one. Wherefore God is not ashamed to be called their God. Why? For He hath prepared for them a city. What a reunion. There's nothing compared to it. Being able to die in the Lord. And then to be assured, there will be that great city built by the hands of God. Oh, how we want to go. A year in, look, the last day of 2017, we look to Jesus. Unto Him, unto us is a child born. Unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon His shoulder. And the thing we want to remember is this, and His name, whose name? Jesus Christ, shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Oh, friend, no wonder when God spoke through Isaiah, and Isaiah 52, verses 6 through 10. Therefore my people shall know my name. Therefore they shall know in that day that I am He that shall speak. Behold, it is I. I love that expression. And then the Bible says, how beautiful on the mountains are the feet of Him that bringeth good tidings, that publisheth peace, that bringeth good tidings of good, that publisheth salvation, that saith unto Zion, Thy God reigneth. Thy watchmen shall lift up the voice, with the voice together shall they sing. For they shall see eye to eye, when the Lord shall bring again Zion. Break forth into joy, sing together, ye waste places of Jerusalem. For the Lord hath comforted His people, He hath redeemed Israel, Jerusalem. The Lord made bare His holy arm in the eyes of all the nations, and all the ends of the earth shall see salvation of our God. On this December 31st, 2017, we sing, Wonderful Stuart's going to lead us all. Let's sing this short, beautiful hymn. Next, in conclusion, we can stand on the promises of God, and He's made them. What a wonderful thing it is to be able to behold all that God has done for us and to be able to know that His promises will be kept, standing on the promises of God. Please stand if you can. Let's sing this song together. Standing on the promises of God. Are you standing on the promises? Are you looking forward to be able to receive the promises that God has promised us according to His divine power, given to us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of Him that called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given to us, and look at it. Exceeding great and promises. His promises. If these things be in you and they abound, look what you have to look forward to. The Bible says in verse 11, for so an entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly now into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. No wonder then we can conclude today. Moreover, as Peter said, I will endeavor. I'll not give it up. I'll endeavor that you may be able, after I'm gone, after my decease, to have these things always in remembrance. Ah, he's inviting you. I remember when I obeyed the gospel, don't you? Maybe you never did. Why not this morning? You're not a Christian. You need to be one. His plan is so simple. Listen to it. First of all, hear him. Romans 10:17, so then faith cometh by hearing. And hearing by the Word of God. Will you listen? Will you hear him? And then believe him. Jesus said, unless you believe that I am he, you will die in your sins. And nobody in this place at O'Neill this morning, we don't want a single one to die in his or her sins. And then repent. That's exactly simple. Turn to Christ. In Acts 2, verse 38, Peter said to them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. You can't do any better than this. Use that mouth that God has given you to confess that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. For with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. And then, be baptized. Into the Lord, for as many as have been baptized into Christ, have put on Christ. Saul was told, now why tarrest thou? And I'm asking, why are you waiting? Today is the day of salvation. Your day, my day. Surely, arise now and be baptized. Be faithful to Him, and if you haven't, ask God to forgive you. He's promised to. Why? He is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. In 1 John 2, my little children, these things write unto you that you sin not. However, if any man sin, are you listening? However, any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous, and He is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but for the sins of the whole world, and John included himself. Confesses. Ask God to forgive you, and let us pray with you and for you. So we'll be able to stand on the promises as we serve our wonderful Savior. And today, we look back to the one who's called Jesus. Jesus! Whom we preach, whom we believe in, whom we will live by, and whom we will die, acknowledging that He is the only Savior. Softly and tenderly, Jesus is pleading. Won't you come and obey Him while together we stand?